Indonesia is reeling from a terror attack. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. In light of that, consider this question. What does it take to stop you? In the next few minutes, we'll find out why Christians are responding in confidence to the challenges around them. Deadly coordinated attacks in Indonesia's capital city, Jakarta, have been claimed by ISIS. What began with a bombing ended in a massive gunfight and a standoff in the heart of the shopping district downtown. Bruce Allen of Forgotten Missionaries International says there were two unsettling things about this assault. First, it was an attempt to mimic the Paris attacks. Second,
all of these terrorists that were involved in the Jakarta attacks were Indonesians. In many ways, it wasn't that some foreign terrorist group was perpetrating this. This was done by Indonesians.
It actually opens up some doors for private conversation, and this is why FMI-supported evangelists won't be silenced. Would you pray for them?
When the Christians are willing to engage in dialogue with their Muslim neighbors, fantastic things happen. People come to faith in Jesus Christ. They're willing to leave Islam and learn what the truth is and experience what hope and forgiveness there is in the gospel.
ISIS activity has also been picked up in Turkey. International Needs staff says the Istanbul bombing earlier this week isn't the only example. Police are visiting all of the Christian churches in Ankara and Istanbul, warning them of possible ISIS attacks. Terrorists are trying to scare believers away, but International Needs staff is staying put to make Christ known. They're asking you to pray for the safety of their churches and their families, as well as for peace and courage. You're listening to Mission Network News. Eileen Agoncillo with Wycliffe Bible Translators USA didn't start her college education dreaming about going into Bible translation.
You know, I went to school for communications, and my dream at that time was to become famous.
But God had a different plan. After coming to Christ during college, Agoncillo's world was turned upside down, but in a good way.
I wanted to use my skills to be able to see people come to know him. I didn't know about Bible translation until I came to interview for a job, and I was blown away by the fact that at that present time that there were still so many people that didn't have access to God's Word in a language that they understood.
Now, she works at Wycliffe USA, connecting people to stories and the need for Bible translations worldwide. You can learn more about Agoncillo's story and her advice to you by visiting our webpage. Until then, pray for Agoncillo's encouragement as she continues to serve God. Well, God can use gifts in all sorts of ways. For example, nurses at For Haiti with Love's burn clinic are helping to save lives and restore health. For Haiti's Eva DeHart explains their clinic doubles as an outreach opportunity.
Burns can get very expensive, and we don't allow them to pay anything. They are told that Jesus paid the price for their healing a long time ago.
In the clinic, For Haiti includes a food pantry to help keep the patients healthy. But their concentration goes beyond the clinic, too. Every year, they host a Christmas party for poor children in Haiti, giving them clothes, school supplies, and new toys that are all donated by For Haiti sponsors.
This year was really special because we got a copy of the Jesus film, children's version in Haitian Creole. The kids were very impressed.
And finally, from Haiti, we turn our eyes abroad to the international deaf community. Door International is bringing them God's Word in sign language, and they've got a new leader at the helm. Dr. Robert Myers is taking the reins as president while Michael Boos transitions out. Boos led Door from its inception over 17 years ago. Under Dr. Myers' leadership, Door plans to continue translating the Bible into sign language and training deaf believers to plant churches. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is making available the free book, Why Do You Persecute Me? It highlights the lives of 8 persecuted Christians who share valuable life lessons. They also share stories of strength, faith, and hope. So get your copy by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or follow the link at our website, missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.